This has been an industry that's been really struggling during this entire pandemic, mainly because they've remained closed for the entire time. We have heard from Dr. Fauci, we have heard from medical experts that don't predict a vaccine until late second, maybe third quarter of next year. So should these places try to open up and just enforce that everyone needs to wear masks correctly? Because we have doctors on our station that are saying that's the best we're going to be able to do until next year.
Yeah, you know, this pandemic again has just decimated our economy in all aspects of it. And the theaters and the enclosed businesses are a major part of that, especially the entertainment industry that has just seen catastrophic economic decimation. And so what we have to do is everything in our power to reinvent and be creative in reopening, but most importantly, focusing in on public safety. And it's wearing a mask, it's using hand sanitizer, it's keeping social distancing guidelines in place. It's the basic things that have already helped to slow the spread and flatten the curve right here in New York that we need to continue to prod folks to do. We know we have to remain vigilant. We know that this is still a deadly virus that can spread like a match in a tinderbox at any moment. So we have to keep our guard up. And part of the reopening process is examining any one of these venues specifically if necessary, or from a global perspective, if able, from an industry perspective. So we are continuing to work with Empire State Development. We're continuing to work with the Department of Health. We're advocating for public safety. We're advocating for doing so while reopening the economy. And we're far from out of the woods. So we just have to make sure we keep our guard up and keep doing the focused, detailed public safety measures to slow the spread again and flatten the curve.
So at the time you and I are talking, this Thursday, September 17th, I mean, would you say that it's time to open up music venues, or do you think they should stay closed?
I think everything has to be analyzed individually, and regardless of what the venue is, those venues have to make a case for themselves and how they can open safely, and they have to be considered. What is the air filtration system in any respective facility? It may be different depending on the facility. What are the guidelines that particular venue is putting in place? And if they can demonstrate that they are able to protect the public, open with proper safety guidelines, and ensure that there's not going to be a spread of this virus, then they should absolutely be entertained.